Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just
did you hear me? Yes, indeed, everybody. Hello, everybody. This is Parker Pathways on August 12th, 2012. And this is the live show. Call the number is 800-313-9443. And the email is kwagi@sbcglobal.com. Welcome, listeners, and I wanted to mention that those of you who know about stem cells, and I've talked a lot about them, as a result of the edict direct from, which is really an unconstitutional edict, saying that stem cells are drugs. This is the opinion of the United States District Court in Washington, D.C. that ruled this past week that clinics that are offering unproven stem cell therapies can be government regulated. And these are treatments in which stem cells are taken from the bone marrow and injected back into the same person, and are not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. But the cells, actually, as they're putting in, are subject to a more what's called minimal manipulation, which has been determined by a court judge. The FDA says the therapy becomes a drug, and it has to have approval for use. So as it stands now, I'm an illegal person. Under the fact that I'm receiving drugs of my own cells, and of course by an authorized government agency to do so. So I find this a very interesting kind of a setting that I am asked to see photographs of the Z machine of projects to have. Got 75 different projects in which I helped Uncle Sam, veteran, complete on the thing, walking around with enough shrapnel. I can't even go and fly an airplane because I won't make it through the airport. So that means I got to have a private plane. And at the same time, being considered as a person who must give up my own inventions for the process of the determination of Obamacare, because it's my fair share. No, it ain't my fair share, fella. It's your fair share. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker. I noticed that the whole process of where the focus of stories move and people don't know about things. It's like Pelosi. You know, Nancy Pelosi was saying, well, people like me and my listeners are part of the E. coli club and don't understand the economics of water and the process of it, you know. And she's saying, I have five daughters, and I think, what kind of girls and women do you think they're going to be? I think you're going to have to worry about that. And let me tell you something. Nancy Pelosi didn't know jack about water in the process until I exposed it 6.5 years ago. She didn't know about the chloramine and the process of it. Do you know how many letters that she's gotten? My inside sources from the Beltway tell me. And I got people who have actually written to her about the process of the decontamination of the water and where it stood. It's hundreds. Remember sent on Parker Pathways, the whole process of the thing there, wasn't it? The only thing that was working out at the time was a bunch of people selling carbon filters, which have no chance in hell of taking care of the problem that we face. State of the art is the system of these large machines that are involved in these boreholes or on horizontal drilling require a room 8 by 12 feet minimum. And the whole process of the improvement of reverse osmosis is a science that's coming up to try to get 90% filtration in terms of the pores, which are necessary in the membrane for reverse osmosis. And these companies who think that they're going to go, well, we're going to expand globally because we want to take care of the process of the water. You know what the biggest asset base is in Afghanistan in terms of what the real money is, except for the opium market, which feeds the American, cocaines and the process of other drugs? The biggest asset that they want to defend over there, that was built over there, what we gave the Afghanistans, 10 chloramine plants. 10. You know how big they are in the terms of things? They cover 10 acres apiece. All processes of the formation, because the water is more important than the opium market. And the whole thing, what do you think they had in Libya? Why do you think that they wanted Gaddafi out of there in terms of the whole thing, of the process? Because the water system of the thing was worth more than the oil. What do you think Americans built and what their formation of the built in Libya that's worth more than their DRE currency? A chloramine plant. 5 of them. What do you think is the process of the whole basis of the development of this private and public partnership that's being talked about in terms of having bond issues coming into the process of developed waste and waste disposal system, of which Nancy Pelosi is aware? Yeah. So if you have the reauthorization of the highway bill for the transportation policy funding levels through 2014. That was removed from the House and Senate highway bill. The private activity bonds for water and sewage projects were removed. That's her actions. And the audacity and the insult to the listeners in the process and to me, a person that put it out there in the terms of the E. coli, was a minor part of calling it the E. coli crowd. Listen, Nancy, your people are listening to this show. The people from the Obama administration listen to this show. And if you want to play in this sandbox, it's 800-313-9443. You know my Amicus Curiae briefs on the table of the United Nations. You know the friendly briefs that placed to the Supreme Court that were accepted in the footnotes of Obamacare, which derailed in the process of the deception of the process of the taxes that will be placed through Obamacare on the process of the people who eat and drink beyond their carbon footprint. I read those sections on my show. I did it when people we're talking in terms when you were standing in front of the House of Representatives and saying we have passed a law and we'll find out what's in it. Now, the whole thing comes down to the fact that the listeners make no mistake as to what is going on here. This is this coming political election. I don't care about Republicans or Democrats or the process. I've told you this before. If I had my way, I'd have a bottle of Jim Beam and a couple glasses and sit down with Ron Paul and say, what can we do to fix this sucker? But that's me. I am a cowboy. I am a gourmet cowboy that's a chuck wagon cooker hobby kind of guy. I like beautiful line dancing and women and the process of it, and hope one day that I can marry one of those gals. I am a different kind of thing. I look at the world in terms of the fact we have a heritage from our American Indian culture, from the Mayans, from the people who taught us things, and we now live in one of the greatest invention, innovation worlds that the world has ever seen. And everybody lays their hat on the idea of religion for these bogus ideas of suppression of the human spirit. That's my opinion. And we put our hat on the altar of the fact that we get provisions in the process of extra currency to be able to support some bogus concept. Where do you think the money's coming from on the private investment? It's from unions that are corrupt. It's foreign governments that are putting their money into the bonds of the process of the private sector for water and wastewater control. It is known that if you change the electron, the negative electron on the water in the process of it, you are forcing into the position of having recycled water as drinkable in terms of their idea, which it isn't. You have the potential for the pancreatitis. You have polycythemia anemias. You have the development of sperm breakages, all documented. I reviewed all 900 in a peer review of human studies that had been done before 1989, and EPA still put the chloramine in the water in 1989 under the guise of $10,000 a day fine, even knowing that they would cause leukemia in the experimental rats and cancer in the livers of rats, and putting it in a, as it was dose-related. And you have public health doctors in this country on voice votes who don't have the guts to put it on paper and say, oh, it's okay, there isn't any adverse effect for the basis of it. So now we have the seeping ownership of foreign governments within the real world of waste and waste disposal water. Where do you think your food's going to come from? Where do you think the process where you have contaminated water in the irrigation system right now, and has been that way for 40 years, and we were all dumbfounded on it? Brzezinski said, the process isn't a question of killing a million people. It's a question of how you can change a million people to die. That was Brzezinski in 1999. And you have John Holden, the science and technology czar for the Obama administration. The whole process of the Paul Ehrlich population bomb group from Stanford and Harvard University, putting sterlins in the drinking water to suppress the human population. What do you do when you have the process of the change of chromosome 9 on the human body in terms where you have the process of and change the gene structure for the what is called the absorption of magnesium in the lower colon by the T gene manipulation? I've known about this for 12 years, and I never dreamt in my wildest dreams that I'm in the commissary with the people in Washington, D.C., of the highest decision makers in the world, and having lunch with Ted Kennedy, where he always ate steak. And I was sitting in the same room with the thing, and I didn't even know this was going on. And how do you think I feel? I've been called by the United States government to help Uncle Sam in ways that you can't believe, to review the grants and proposals and the concept for ideas. But I never dreamt that the same people with the process of the control of the water and the food and the change the gene population of a human population. Sure, I knew about eugenics. Who hell didn't? Hitler used it. He used the same plan. When they went in and captured the books and papers of Hitler's offices, what the hell do you think they found? They found all the books and the processes that had been done by the United States of America. Where do you think he got these crazy ideas? So the thing comes down to the fact we have emerging onto the market the concept of biosimilars in vaccines. They're coming into the market as patents that have lapsed, and the FDA will issue these. It's like a deja vu. It's like a deja vu. And at the same time, in the same breath, in the past 9 days, the Department of Justice has said Goldman Sachs is not liable for what they did. You know what they did? They did something in terms of the process of the share shift. Where do you put they put their share shift? It was in healthcare in Europe over the failed mortgages in America. Wake up, everybody. That's my theme music. See you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443. God bless America.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Pathways. Welcome back. Let's see. What do we have? We have the whole process of aging infrastructure, capital costs, and funding for people who are involved in the buying and selling of water. The idea of the aging infrastructure is the most pressing concern for the water industry by most of the reports. These are called strategic directions in the United States Electric Utility Industry report. The idea that several thousand people responded to the survey, and it said that, but actually 75% of the responses say they've taken measures to reduce energy consumption because electricity is used to produce the water, you know, and it counts for much as maybe 30% of the water utility budget. And so the idea that the average water consumers have little to no understanding of the gap between the rates that they're paying and the cost of providing water. So what they're doing is going to want to suggest what the United Nations wishes to have as water as part of the carbon footprint. I've talked about this before. And, of course, the carbon footprint will be part of your electronic medical record. So the customers, most of the people that are in the water utility industry, consider that customers are willing to pay higher rates to pay for the capital improvements. But, of course, if you have, as I said in the first hour, the processor, you have people who are controlling utility rates, in many cases use the money in ways that are really for not capital improvements in complete form. The idea of strategic and capital plans being under the House leadership situation under Nancy Pelosi, knowing it, that the aging infrastructure process of the highway bill, where they took out the cap limits on placing in the bonds, this means that you're now under control of the strategic planning committees that are controlled by the United Nations. See? So you can sit back and say, well, I'm willing to pay more in the process. What happens if you can't, if you're designated, you can't pay more because of the metering concept of being able to control the amount of water which is used for your carbon footprint, which is based in your electronic medical record? Think about that. I've talked about this for 3 years. You've had plenty of times to think about it. And you think that that isn't going to happen. This is August 12th. This happens on August 15th. Think about that. You have, I'm going to get back to, and by the way, if you want to really have something to think about, in terms of if you really want to do something, you got to call your congresspeople. You know, you got to tell them that, you know, if you're not really interested in that. Or maybe you can tell them that you are interested in that. And you take an observation that's called the Ute Water. The Ute Water. That's in Colorado. Where they have the process of the Ute Indian. The reservation south of Cortez, Colorado. They're finally getting water from the Dolores Project. And the idea is that the Ute Tribe now has Lake Capote is open to the public for recreation after all this time. It's a process of having a advantage of having some kind of farm and ranch system within the desert from the water supply. I can remember the days when they used to haul it from a truck from northern New Mexico, where used to breed out some of the racehorses. They have a truck going to Cortez. You fill up the water 3 or 4 times a day, and you come back to the tribe. But a lot of these things are now, of course, are past. Everybody thinks it's fine. But, of course, you have the process of the case of Winters versus the United States to go to the Supreme Court ruled the creation of reservations included the implicit right to enough water for tribes for the purpose of the reservation. That's being presented. This is August 12th, so August 15th that goes on the table again to be overruled by the United Nations on a separate court. You have Arizona against California. The Supreme Court reaffirmed the Winters case and clarified that the tribes need enough water to satisfy the future, but they have enough water already. You think about that, how you have an outside global court determining your water rights. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters.
The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and just as a review from the last hour and a half, the assistance that I wish will be giving to Uncle Sam have to do with helping Uncle Sam in terms of the defense on agriculture and food defense. For the defense of the food, this comes under the community-based water resiliency initiative. This is to protect. My intention is to turn this around and help Uncle Sam in terms of protecting the water utilities and the health care and public health and emergency services, which will be formed under a new agency. The laboratory protocols and sample collections of the water and the food is something that needs to be worked with. I think water testing needs to be vitally improved. The gene structure that I talked about on the magnesium depletion without a show of loss, which I've always people can tout magnesium all they want, but the fact is, if you control the mutations in the gene TRPM6, which is really a transient receptor for cation channels, you can control the process of the absorption of the lower intestine to control death from a distance by using a chip, which has already been invented and is being used, and I discussed in the first hour. Of course, this is called magnesium wasting, which which is well known in medicine. These are cyclic disorders, actually, of magnesium. As far as the process of the software patents, which I place in the safe, I will not be part of the socialistic system of Obamacare. And by the way, I didn't use government money to develop it. And sure, it could make 10 figures. Why should I pay 55% on taxes to somebody that didn't have anything to do with it and spent most of their life criticizing me for it, for inventing it to help people? And it turns why should I be classified in terms of the 1% and having, quote, my fair share of redistribution of wealth? Where were you when I was eating hot dogs, no car, doing my own offices and setting up clinical trial systems that turned into a very profitable business and saved 82% of the patients that signed in for real-world testing on their human bodies because they only had 6 to 9 months to live? Where were you? Where were you doing that? No, instead you ostracize, in fact, what is an American Indian doing in medicine? What is an American Indian darker person doing in medicine? What is the fact? No one asked if I had a family. No one asked if I had any process of the thing. No, you got it right, kiddo. I sacrificed like a lot of people did in terms of putting the formation of it. And one of those experiments had to do with about sperm identity. As it sits up, as I've talked about, and it's a spin-off from the NASA system, that its process is that what's been determined from the gravitational study, which I talked about in the last program, that there is a channel chip, which is a 3 centimeters square. It has tiny channels and valves. And what it is measuring out the electroconductivity of separating 91 sperm cells into individual chambers. Now, these genomes, they contain 23 pairs of chromosomes. All right? That's what human has. So the sperm cell is produced, and then parts of that chromosome are shuffled around in a process called recombination. Now, what has happened with the research team that took this at Stanford University is the fact that they discovered there's 1.2 million positions in the DNA of each sperm cell to find out, and they want to know where the recombination takes place, and these hot spots have been determined. Now, if you can add the genetic diversity between the process of the chromosome break in terms of how it recombines in an unexpected region, now you have one of the critical answers to the creation of life as was done and written 8,000 years before Christ in the Sumerian texts. This is something to think about. Okay, now this thing, you're not speaking your money, you know. There's a great rush going on for gold mining that's occurring, in Northern California, and because a lot of these gold mines they still exist, they just got left, and you know, because people, it was against gold mining because of mercuric acid was being used as a process of the extraction of gold, but never would I think that. A little place under a tree, knowing there's a gold mine there, but yeah, sure. You never know. But boy, are those gold miners coming in. Well, we were thinking of, they got the price of gold on a little ticker and in a remote electromagnetic clock. Of course, the stockbrokers having martinis somewhere and making making a small fortune on a 2% cut while you're out there digging in for gold, you know. But not that'll, you know, get 20% of whatever they pick up. Okay, we got, we don't have time to cover the whole process. If you remember when I first started, when the first and second interview I had 6.5 years ago on Parker Pathways and Republic Broadcasting Network.org that had the guts to put me on air, I had the Professor Emoto from Japan and Japanese interview who'd done years of work in terms of thought processes of love and gratitude thoughts would change the crystal of the water into a good crystal. If you thought hate and other and other acts of hate, why the molecule of water would shrivel. So what had happened is, of course, this can happen no matter what you know language you speak. It's a process of the mind. Excuse me. And of course, this has now been expanded now for the playing of music with water molecules. And and this experiment it happened about 2 years ago, but it's been expanded on. I'm looking forward to playing my clarinet with my mind instead of using out my fingers to cheese. You know what the telepathy will have in terms of changing that experience. That's after I get down the road and get settled to be able to do that. We have Rob in Texas. Rob, are you there, Rob?
Yes, sir. How are you today, Dr. Parker?
Pretty good, Rob. Glad to see you. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. You've got quite a show today, covered a lot of stuff. And
that's the way they're all connected, Rob. You know how it goes.
Yeah,
they're all connected.
And they are. And, real quick, so you can get on. It seems like with the chip you're talking about, it sounds like they got our heart plugs ready, something like that, right?
Right.
Right. And one of the things you said, the very first thing you said on the show, it kind of tweaked me was the genies is there in the earth wiggling their fingers. Are you talking about the magnetic earth change, you know, the pole change? Is this going to be something quick, something slow? What other earth changes were you talking about? One other question would be I know B12 is extremely important for the human body, and what is the best source to get B12 from food? Or is it even possible?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll move as fast as I can on that, right, Rob, because I don't have much time. But I'll tell you,
right.
between you and me, the best source of vitamin B12 is something that you may not like to eat, but it's life. You know what I mean?
Right.
Good, clean calf's liver.
Good, clean what?
Calf's liver.
Calf's liver. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it has to be. It's expensive. But editing, and don't be persuaded by these animal people who don't know jack about biochemistry of the body. Walk around in your head and understand. You have the mind to know this. The whole thing is that we are genetically bred through evolution to have 10% of our gene structure be a part of our protein base through meat, no matter what happens. Most of the cancer patients that I've seen in terms of clinical trials, turning to vegans and the rest of it, they don't have a good anemia base. Most of the time they have polycythemia, cythetic anemia, which means that their size of the mean corpuscular hemoglobin concentration is not great. They don't have enough hemoglobin in their red cells, and their red cells are usually larger than they should be. And they have they go beyond problems that vegans do. A good meat source, particularly liver, for B12 is your best. Vegetable-wise, it's a good old-fashioned soul food. Use the greens, you know, the chards and the things that people made fun of years ago. But good old-fashioned soul food. Do you know when a black person has a genetic code for sickle cell anemia. That's genetically coded. You know why the blacks have sickle cell anemia? Because most of them lived on the equator and it was a different temperature. So they had to reduce their red cell because it was too hot. They couldn't get the oxygen base in there. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, so the whole thing is that they got their B12 from those soul foods. And everybody talks about black soul food and say, well, they gain weight from it. You know, that isn't why they gain weight. They have soul food, as happens to be. And I used to, when I was going to medical school, I used to play my clarinet at 2 in the morning in the dives in those days. And the whole thing, you know why I did? Because that's another story, because I could do that. But because the ladies always brought in soul food into the cafes, you know? And we were healthy as hell, you know? So the whole thing comes down to the fact, and as far as the Earth's change is concerned, it's 157 times the Earth's change out. This is going to be what's called a whip, you know, the magnetic core changing, undulating like little waves in the real world of magnum. And the earthquakes are already starting. And there was one in China that occurred about 40 hours ago that is pretty rough. And the one in South America, the one in Iran, there's, I think 20 minutes ago, there was one that occurred in Germany. Russia, of course, is rattling and rolling. So with earthquakes, they have their tremors out. And the Russians are all upset because they may lose their North American or North Pole water supply that they consider that they own. I've talked about that on other shows.
Yes, that's a very interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the truth of it, you know. I mean, it's all about the water, Rob. It's all about the water, no matter what they tell you.
Yeah.
No, it's the truth of it. That's why the United Nations calls me the Water Baron, not as a compliment, but as an insult. You know what I mean? They call me that as an insult because I think I'm telling the public about something that the media will not tell them, and they won't say anything. And these fracking people who are using the fracking, it really is true, no matter what they tell you, that the chemistry of that is not good. I mean, I've talked about that before. There's some serious methyl polyvinylates that are in that water that can kill you. But think about the earthquakes from fracking. Doesn't anybody care? You know what I mean?
That was in the report in the paper last week about there was no connection to the earthquakes and fracking up in the northern part of Texas under the shale there, but that doesn't, you know, anyway, you can see that that's really not true.
No, it's not true, Rob. And the thing is, it really isn't. And another thing, I have a favorite phrase. I've used it on the air. I was raised by some very smart mentors who teaching this dumb kid while he's sitting at the desk, you know, that kind of thing. Uh-huh. You can't fool Mother Nature, you know. And Linus Pauling told me that. The guy who invented vitamin C, yeah, the thing. He had seven Nobel Prizes. I was only allowed in my lifetime to have, first visit was 25 minutes. That's fact. The next one ended up to be 3 hours in my lifetime a few years later. And I, of course, you know, when you have those kinds of contacts, you never forget them because it's not a social event, you know. It's a knowledge injection. And one of the things that happens is you can't fool Mother Nature. You go with it. That's where you have computational chemistry to be able to work it out to create molecules by computer. But you still have, as I talked about on this show, the Z machine. That really exists. Life.
That's interesting. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, that really exists. And the whole process of the change, like when I went to present to the AIDS Council, it was 5 years ago, and I wanted to tell them about chloramine, how is it affecting the AIDS virus, and I said, the AIDS viruses are really AIDS viruses. You know, they really are. It's really AIDS viruses, and that if you drink the chloramine in the water, you will accentuate CD4. Or leukocyte and cytokines from the GP41 gene and the GP120, which is the other side of the AIDS virus. and they told me that they didn't want to support my idea of the chloramine in the drinking water because they didn't want to be sorted out. They didn't want to be pointed out. Now, I'm talking to the leader of the AIDS movement at that time. Now, you see, they solve it by this camouflage of vaccines. So the whole thing comes out, where do you think the vaccine urine goes? It goes in the water, the toilet, you see? So now you've got a system and you think, so you got that whole process that goes in there. Now, make a long story short, it's very complex. All that water goes into the earth in the earthquake. So now that water in the real world is contaminated forever.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
Rob,
sir.
I didn't mean, but I gave you truth.
All right.
Thank you for calling. God bless you.
All right, bye.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, and we only have a few minutes left, but I wanted to mention that in the new American Invents Act, which is controlling of patents, people talk about jobs, and they talk about how they're going to change this, that, and the other. But Obama's American Invents Act is no different than Obamacare. They're the first to file will control, of course, the ownership of the idea, but of course, foreign governments are training all kinds of patent people to be the first to file, to be able to control ideas. And of course, jobs depend on it. The first to conceive is no longer going to be in effect under the new American Invents Act. That goes in effect and has been in effect, actually, since September 26, 2011. When you can't create job or knowledge unless you have a way to own the idea. And there's a new small entity that's been devised by the American Invents Act, which will have a reduced fee by 75%. They're called micro-entities. These are small entities, which have been redefined. That is, it's an inventor that hasn't, if you, that has been an inventor in no more than three prior applications, and has less than three times the median household income, and is not assigned an ownership interest in the application to an entity with an income exceeding three times the median household income. Now, that's the basis of Obamacare and the process of it, and the idea that to have the median household income be the determining factor of an idea on the first to file and get a 75% decrease in the fee, in the patent fee, instead of the invention. In other words, there's a process here of what's called the generic idea of discovery versus invention. So in other words, if you have a process by which you have your idea that you want to have prioritized, and you have a different income, in other words, you want to have it go ahead other higher than other patents to be analyzed because it has a competitive advantage, which is in the new law. So you can't do that unless you have the right income base. And this is the same thing for Obamacare. In fact, it's the same writing. Now, the after that, there's a study that's coming out, which under Obama's American Inventors Act, that established methods for studying the diversity of applicants. In other words, if there, how many minorities, how many women, how many veterans are getting patents? Same thing. Are there enough blacks in the medical profession? See. Now, I want the right person. I don't care about their skin. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, troops. Thank you, RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. And thank you, my group of listeners out there. And God bless America. And listen to Parker Pathways, 10 to 12 Central Time, RBN. Support RBN and listen to our show. And keep your eye open. Call your congressman and watch your back. God love you out there in the desert. Big kiss to all of you. See you next week.
Are you a guest?